Hi everyone, hope I'm audible to the larger crowd here. Thank you. So I'm Sarisha Guduru. I am a CEF engineer working for CLISO, and I'm here to present an open source project called Chorus, which is responsible for an effortless S3 petabyte migration / replication. So let's talk about why data migration. Like, when do we come across a data migration scenario? So a lot of the companies and organizations these days have private cloud clusters and hardware which has certain specifications, queue, and it can come to end of life anytime. Like, the vendor might stop supporting the existing hardware, there might be a new hardware coming up. So in that case, either there are two options in front of us, which is to augment the existing cluster with the new hardware if the specifications and SKU are similar to what we have now in the cluster, or to build a new brand new cluster altogether. And when we build a brand new cluster, there is a high reason for data to be migrated between old production cluster and the new cluster, so that, you know, the data continues to stay and the operations can happen smooth. This can be one of the main reasons for data migration. Let's talk a few woes or difficulties with data migration. When we are talking about migration of data, we are not talking about few bytes or gigabytes. We are talking about petabytes of storage. We have a lot of data being stored in our storage backends these days, and those have to be effortlessly migrated to the new clusters. So the challenges include syncing petabytes of data and the continuous monitoring that we have to do behind the scenes. Like, we just pick up some tool like rclone in this case, and rclone is a robust synchronization tool, copy tool. So when we just pick that up, we just have to monitor, or even if we run that in the background, we keep monitoring the status of the replication and also the time consumed with that huge amount of data to be copied across the clusters. Obviously, the tools that are used for the migration and continuous changes in the data. The existing cluster, we just do not yet decommission it. We have an active operation happening on the cluster, be it reads, writes, updates. So that also, due to the continuous changes in the data, we might see it a bit difficult to copy or migrate the data. Let me share one of our experiences with a customer, where in the similar scenario, they had their cluster end of life, and then we built a brand new cluster for them, and the data to be migrated was around 3 petabytes. So between the old and new clusters, we picked up rclone as the data migration tool. Migration, let alone the data, we had to migrate the metadata, obviously, and there was some issue with rclone where we couldn't copy the ACLs and the bucket policies for that particular bucket, and then we had to tweak around, and then we eventually got it to working, and then that was a bit of difficult task for us. Indeed, it's a Herculean task. So this experiment, this encounters with our experiences led to a tool called Chorus, which is an open source tool, which is a data replication software, which is capable of synchronizing S3 data, as of today, S3 data, between multiple cloud storage backends. Let me present you some of the problem statements for our tool. How to migrate S3 vendor data with reduced downtime. So I wouldn't say there wouldn't be any downtime, but with a reduced downtime, and the cluster being operational at the same time, and also the data being copied to the new cluster. And how to back up S3 data to another S3 in a different region or a different vendor. Here we might not have the same backend. We might be using storages from different providers like Amazon, Google, Ninio, and we might have our own private clusters. So it is vendor agnostic. Like the initial goals of Chorus was to have a vendor agnostic solution. Like it should be able to support multiple backends. And with a pluggable architecture, that means the components in Chorus are loosely coupled. Like if I see that one of the layer can be better, it can be replaced with another tool which is more performant and more efficient, I should be able to replace it. And then benchmarking, of course, before we add in any component, we benchmark that tool efficiently so that it will be compatible with all of our the entire project. The focus on correctness. So the data which is present in the source and the backends, the following backends, we ensure that the data is correct and in sync with all the storage backends. And then migrating big bucket under the load without downtime or with reduced downtime. So there are two things here. There can be multiple buckets with small amounts of data. And those buckets are easy to be copied because it just takes a couple of minutes. But there is a scenario where one bucket has huge amount of data, and a lot of clients might be writing to one bucket, and that bucket has to be migrated. So that is a bit of concern. So overview of Chorus is there is one main storage, and remaining can be configured as the follower backends. And the users start by inputting the storage credentials in the configuration. And once the configuration is started and configured, the Chorus S3 API can be used instead of the storage backend API. Like if you are using AWS, if you are using Google, MinIO, every backend has its own API. Instead of using that, you can use one Chorus API to communicate with multiple backends because they are all S3 based. And Chorus proxies requests to the main storage, and then eventually the storage is copied to the followers in the backend. All the existing data is replicated. For example, when we introduce Chorus into our ecosystem, we might already have clusters with certain amount of data which has to be copied to different backends that we configure later. So the existing data can be configured in the background using this tool. The data replication can be configured, paused, resumed. There are different life cycles for that particular request, the status. You can just stop, start, resume at any time you want. And the management can be done using a web UI or a CLI. So the features of Chorus include routing and replication per bucket. You can configure where to route or the request and where to replicate a bucket. And then again, the same using, you can pause and resume anytime. And then synchronize object or metadata. So just not the storage, you can also copy the ACLs, bucket policies, tags, and everything using the same tool. And then, as I spoke earlier, migrate existing data in the background. Track replication lag. So as of today, we might have one set of configuration, and the data must be copying to the backend, to the follower backends. We can always track that replication. And we can improve with the configuration options. We can start to rate limit. We can increase the number of workers. So we can do that. And Chorus exposes Prometheus metrics. So we have the entire logging thing. And the metrics are sent to Prometheus. And the logs are in JSON format, easy to read. Loki and Grafana form the monitoring stack. You can visualize the data of how the bucket is being replicated and at what stage it is using the visualization stack. Let me briefly talk about the architecture of this entire Chorus. Chorus is structured around two main web services. One is the proxy and the other is the worker. So initially the request comes to the proxy. We are talking about a flow where the routing policy is there. So initially the request comes to the proxy, And based on the routing policy, if the bucket has to go to the main storage, which is configured to be MinIO here, so the request comes to the main storage and the request goes back to the proxy and then eventually to the user. That is one of the flows. The second flow is where the replication scenario is established. Again, the request comes to the proxy, and then there is an event or task created in Redis based on the replication policy. Like it knows what is the main storage and which storage should the replication be done to. In this case, it is Ceph, for example. And then the Chorus worker reads the requests or tasks from the cache, and then that routes the request to the reads from the main storage and replicates to the backend. The Chorus worker is accessible using Web UI and CLI. So this is an overview of the entire flow based on different scenarios. So Chorus also has an initial migration feature. Like as I told, the replication can happen in the background. So initially, when the replication is happening in the background, all the buckets are listed from the main storage, and then the objects within particular bucket are listed, and then the number of tasks based on the objects are created, and it is ensured that every object is copied to the follower backend using a particular task. So the worker processes tasks in the background, copying the data to the follower backends. Here, these are the main components of Chorus: proxy, worker, admin UI, and Redis. So proxy and worker are written in Golang, and admin is written in Vue. The entire deployment is done in a containerized fashion on Kubernetes pods. Let us talk something about the resource requirements for different components in Chorus. For Redis, the scaling is done using Redis cluster, and the persistence is ensured using Redis AOF and Redis database. And fault tolerance, in case of Redis data loss, we can always restart the bucket replication because the state is maintained. And memory consumption, if there are around 1 million objects that are to be migrated, then it can approximately take 105 MB of memory. And if 1 million tasks are in the queue, then approximately 700 MB. This is all based on our benchmarking. It can change with different scenarios. And Redis is assumed to take less CPU, and it can be between 100 and 1,000 requests per second. So coming to the proxy, it is stateless. It consumes less memory and less CPU, but high network, because proxy is the kind of a brain. It takes in the requests, and it routes the requests accordingly based on replication or the actual routing. Hence, it also needs high network. Coming to the worker, it is again stateless. It takes in high memory and high network, but less CPU. Because worker is the one that reads requests from the cache and routes requests to the backends based on the replication policy. So worker instance network and memory consumption can be rate limited in the configuration. Like in the day when there is huge amount of requests coming to our clusters, we can just stop the migration activity for a minute. Like, or we can rate limit it to do it at a lesser rate, and then eventually you can increase it when the bandwidth is high. So, yeah. So, what are our next steps for Chorus? We want to perform more load tests in case of larger buckets, more data, and efficient time consumption. And then resource optimization at various component level, like Redis, how can we make it better? And workers, we want to make the logic more functional, and then the API cost. So the routing policy alternatives, since we have multiple storage backends, what we want to do is to route based on object size. For example, if there is 1 GB of file, you can configure it to be written to a particular storage backend. And then if there is small number of files, you can configure it for one backend based on the quota and lot of other parameters. And load balance read request for replicated data. Now that we have multiple storage backends in our hand, we can always make an efficient use of each backend. We can load balance the requests. Like, for example, if main storage is busy in taking writes, since the storage is data is being copied to the follower backends, we can always route the read request to any of the backend which is idle. So that logic. And so every storage backend is providing a bucket notification and event log. So we can subscribe to those events instead of querying the proxy every time and overloading it. Instead, we can use proxy to really write data and migrate data. So we can use that proxy instead to keep polling for the bucket information. And then there is, we are planning on having a Swift API compatibility. As of today, we have a robust S3 API compatibility, but we are planning to have OpenStack Swift integration. And then lifecycle policy. Lifecycle policy, the API parameters for different backends is different. So we just want to have a good lifecycle policy. It is being tested. And when a bucket is created with a particular lifecycle policy in one storage, the similar should be replicated to the backend, the other backends as well, without loss of any configuration for policy. Use cases, the further use cases that we see for Chorus are active, transparent proxy post-migration. To speak briefly about active proxy migration, so that means if the source and destination are completely copied and if we want to stop using the source anymore, so once the data is moved, we should be able to switch the proxy to another backend to make it a main storage instead of configuring it in the configuration file. Robust backup service, so if we have two DCs, two sites, then we want to synchronize data between both sites in both directions. So the simple setup is to synchronize data between prod and the backup site. So we want to make this tool efficient enough to be robust backup service, like we can ensure that during disaster recovery, even if the primary goes down, we can simply do all the operations from the other backends that are available by switching the storage backends based on the based on how they are configured. So any questions regarding Chorus and its implementation?
One question regarding versioning. So if you do replication from a source to a destination and the source has versioning enabled and there's a couple of versions, how does this integrate into the Chorus software?
So the question is basically about object versioning. So if an object version is configured in the source, how do we replicate it, right? So for example, in object versioning, those are also defined as objects in a bucket, hidden bucket, right? So that bucket will eventually also be copied with the metadata. So the object which you create initially before the first object, it will have metadata, and you configure versioning on it, and there is a hidden bucket where all the versions go, and we can restore it to that version anytime. So the entire data is copied to the other backend as well with the metadata. So that's how we can ensure. Yeah?
Yes, I'm thinking also about backup use case. Did Chorus manage object lock?
Can you repeat that for me?
Did Chorus manage object lock?
Object
for
log.
Vulnerability?
Object log.
Yes.
Locking.
Lock.
Yes.
L-O-C-K.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't get that. Maybe I'm not so much acquainted with that scenario. But can you just elaborate about what do you mean by object locking? Like
it's a warm technology. The object is in write one time, and it cannot be modified.
Read only.
It's like a malware protection.
The ransomware thing.
Yeah.
That was one of our features that we want to implement. So the question is more about when an object is logged or when there is a when there is an attack on the data, right? So the ransomware thing is in one of our discussions where. So actively, the backend will be exposed more instead of the main storage. So the worm or whatever that is introduced, it'll be in the backend, and then that's just in discussions. We are not yet there to implement. But please feel free to post your question in GitHub. You can raise an issue. You can start a discussion in GitHub. And then we can definitely take that as a feature with more details. These are the resources. We have open sourced the backend. And then you can definitely reach out to us on GitHub. And then this is the GitHub link for the Chorus project. I'm sure Chorus is more than... I cannot speak about Chorus so much in this 30 minutes, but definitely it's a more efficient tool, and it has a lot of capabilities to be acting as an orchestration layer for multiple backends. Like we need not just we can use one API to talk to multiple different types of backends with different vendors. So we are looking forward for more improvements, more features, and you can always talk to us on GitHub, and then we can definitely improve this project together. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
While you're migrating, you want to implement a load balancing feature.
Yeah.
So then you need to keep state of all the objects that you already migrated.
Yeah.
And that you still have to migrate to make an informed decision where it should go. So do you already have a, like a database, or how do you?
That is what.
You know?
We want to do. Yeah, yeah. To make the load balancing so that you. The request is sent to the correct.
So you can a faster cluster, you can go to the new cluster.
Exactly. We wanted to add a presentation for the code, but we didn't get it in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I got
it. And it was like, damn, how do we show it?
Yeah, sure.
But we still, like, it's really new. We have some people that are testing. We're talking to Sharon.
Very nice.
But at the moment, we're just using it as a presentation. We connect both.
Yeah, that would be great. Then we can set up the next speaker.